It's time for the emergency break of the week.
I'm grabbing the dog. Would you try to focus? You're talking, not me.
I'm not whistling on the air for
my dog.
Well,
maybe don't let him eat the napkin.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Can't you breed the freaking dog in the first place?
I thought you were going to be a professional broadcaster and not acknowledge stuff I'm doing off the air.
You know what? If your dog wants to eat napkins, come over here. Have another one, you moron dog.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Ready?
I was paying attention.
You weren't. You were whistling for your dog.
I was listening.
You know, this team's just not that good.
No, Bob, I'm listening. Here, boy. Down here. Come here.
What? We went over this in the meeting. You do the show for the P1s, not for me.
Obviously.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
All right, all right, all right. The emergency break of the week is brought to you by Texas Direct Auto, our first one of 2017. We're out of the gate. We're rolling through a new year. Craig Rosengarten isn't going to have a mishap on Saturday morning, is he?
No way.
To start off the year? Yeah, he kind of did.
So they already dumbed down that tournament and that, you know.
But that's more of an exhibitionist type of tour anyway.
Exhibitionist might be something different. But they're not playing nude.
Oh, jeez.
Just saying. But I don't have it. Did you really go crazy?
Dang it. Dang it. I messed up American words again.
So did he spend 3 weeks coming up with that? Or do you think that's an honest mistake? Because that's the debate about him. People believe.
Oh, I don't think there's any debate.
People believe he's doping.
No, he's not.
That he's enhancing
his
performance.
He really just has those things happen to him a lot.
Because that's an exhibition.
I've never heard of the exhibitionist tour. All right, one more time.
So they already dumbed down that tournament and that, you know.
But that's more of an exhibitionist type of tour anyway.
Exhibitionist might be something different. But they're not playing nude.
Oh, jeez.
Just saying. But I don't have it. Did you really go crazy?
Gosh, that show is so low energy.
We're talking about golf. You don't have to have high energy. All right, there they are. And there he is, Craig Rosengarten, up for another e-break. Candidate number two comes to us from the Ticket Ticker Room. Young John Little, doing quality work as a ticker guy here at Sports Radio 1310 on the weekends, and done some outstanding fill-in work.
How young is he?
He's in his
35.
20s. I was going to say, he's not.
Gosh. God, John Little's 35
not
now?
That young.
He's got Chris Berman disease.
Man, I thought he was still in his 20s. Okay, well, semi-young John Little.
Middle-aged John Little.
Middle-aged John Little.
About to retire John Little. Thought he would just enter the fray on the hard line, and he kind of got his shot blocked.
Anyway, there's a huge... Oh God, what is it called? It's going to drive me crazy.
Let's just call it butt
bottle block. Rock.
Yeah, bottle rock.
Bottom?
No, not bottom rock. Bottle rock. And the Foo Fighters and Tom Petty are the headliners.
What about Elf? Is he going to be there? No?
What?
Everybody good? Bottle Rockets, back in the day, it was a show on the Ticket that you may have heard of. But that may have been during Mike Stark period. I don't know.
No,
we remember the Bottle Rockets.
guess who doesn't remember the Bottle Rockets?
Everyone.
Everybody.
Man.
Wow.
John's just trying to have some fun and throw out a little Bottle Rocket humor.
No, nobody.
Maybe a show you remembered? No? Okay. And then here's another guy out of that Ticket Ticker Room by the name of Ty Waka, who thought he would offer this during our show, and he got his shot blocked.
All right, so our incoming president, Donald J. Trump, he tweeted a Happy New Year message. Sounding very presidential. He said, "Happy New Year to all, including to my many enemies and those who have fought me and lost so badly, they just don't know what to do."
Oh, could they please get him off Twitter?
Trump's
love and the exclamation point. Mm. He put love at the end.
Okay.
So that's nice.
Love Trump's soul.
What?
What?
What happened?
That's what all the commie libs say. Love Trump's all.
Oh, love Trump's all.
Oh, yeah. Okay. What'd you think I was saying?
I couldn't tell because you were slurring your words.
Yeah. Well, drunk.
I couldn't tell because you're not a good broadcaster.
Hey,
oh, shut
hey,
up.
Hey, hey.
Man. You know what? I think he also messed up the phrase. I think it's love Trump's hate. That's
yeah,
what all
not
the
all, yeah.
That's what all the commie libs are saying. Love
yeah.
Trump's.
You didn't have the phrase
hate.
Right.
Not love Trump's all.
So
poor
he got it, but yeah, he got it wrong, but does Gordon have to say he's not a strong broadcaster?
Well, you want me to lie on the air? What do you want me to do?
You once said there are a lot of funny people at the ticket. Ty Walker isn't one of them.
Who said that?
You.
There's no record of me saying
You're
something like that.
Jerk.
I would never
I think
say
we
that,
have that drop.
About Ty Walker. I love Ty. I think he's funny. I think other people think he's funny, too. All right, let's hear that one more time.
All right, so our incoming president, Donald J. Trump, he tweeted a Happy New Year message. Sounding very presidential. He said, Happy New Year to all, including to my many enemies and those who have fought me and lost so badly.
Oh,
they just don't know what to do.
Oh, could they please get him off Twitter?
Trump's.
Love, and exclamation point. Mm. He put love at the end.
Okay.
So that's nice.
Love Trump's all.
What?
What?
What happened?
That's what all the commie libs say. Love Trump's all.
Oh, love Trump's all.
Oh, yeah. Okay. What'd you think I was saying?
I couldn't tell because you were slurring your words.
Yeah. Well, drunk.
I couldn't tell because you're not a good broadcaster.
Hey,
oh, shut
hey,
up.
Hey, hey.
All right. So those are your three candidates, Craig Rosengarten, John Little, or Ty Walker Chicken. 888-787-1310 is the phone number. Hello. You're on the air. Who wins the e-break?
I'm going to protest Rosen until the drug test results come back, so give me John Little.
Oh, okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, let me vote for Rosen, and happy birthday, Mesquite Jimmy Hart.
Okay. Hi, you're on 1310 and 96.7 FM.
You know, I'll vote for the middle guy. He was so forgettable, I don't even remember his name.
It's John Little, sir. He's not that forgettable.
By the way, doesn't Mesquite Jimmy Hart sound like a real low-rung pro wrestler?
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Before I tell you that I remember the Bottle Rockets, I want Barb Smith down in the lobby. Pronto.
Wow. That's just
what?
Weird.
That's creepy. Are you going to vote? I guess not. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I am ready to vote this morning for Mr. Ty Walker. Nice penis.
All right. Hi, you're on the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Hey, it's the bitch George Dunham. How you doing?
That's not my nickname, but go
your
ahead.
Nemesis.
You know the difference between the Dallas Mavericks and North Texas football?
What's that?
Nothing, really.
Well, that's you got me there, bud. You really got me. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Honolulu, Giorgio. Welcome back, buddy.
Okay.
Hey, I got this bucket of gag balls for your big sex party tonight.
I don't have those. I don't even know what that is. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yes, I would like to responsibly vote for Mr. Craig Rosie Palmer. And could you please ask Kirby where the urine cell is? Or at least teach him to properly enunciate on the radio what he's doing his spot for your sponsors.
Okay, we'll tell him. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, this is Captain Diarrhea. My brown, wonderful justice vote for the golf guy.
Man,
no such character.
Hi, you're on ticket radio.
Hello, friends. The Muses. This is Jim Nance calling to vote for the emergency break of the week. And I would like to place my vote for the greatness of Craig Rosen.
Okay.
He's even got the music
something
back
there. Just get rid of the British accent, but the music back behind him was pretty awesome.
Great that he had production value, but what was with the British accent?
I don't know. Work on that. That's a funny idea. Hi, you're on the ticket. Hello.
Hey, I had a great time at your sex party New Year's Eve, George.
I didn't have a sex party New Year's Eve or any other Eve.
Give me Rosen, Rosen.
And ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner.
Wow.
Whether he's doping or not, he has won it again.
So they already dumbed down that tournament and that, you know.
But that's more of an exhibitionist type of tour
well,
anyway.
Exhibitionist might be something different. But they're not playing nude.
Oh, jeez.
Just saying. But I don't have it. Did you really?
Dang it.
Did you really go crazy?
How many is that total for Craig Rosengarten?
That is the 17th win for the captain of Tier 5.
I don't know if he promotes himself as that.
I believe he does.